Okay, so on the Gemara in Daf Nun Beis talks about the chiyuv of a husband to be poed to his wife. Yes, we're all there, right? Where people in the Gemara, we're all in the debate. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So we want to talk a little bit in general about the sugya of Bechlal, right, Pidyon Shuyin, as it relates to our sugya, get some of the main points on the table, okay? So the main sugya of Pidyon Shvuyim, right, our Gemara talks about Pidyon Shvuyim, Pidyon Ishto, the main sugya is found in, for anyone who at least learned Tosfos, is where? Getting enough of hey. And the Gemara there says, in Pidyon Shvuyim, Yesal K'dei Demeyan, Vibnei Tikkun HaOlam. When you don't redeem captives for more than their value, because of Tikkun HaOlam. So the Gemara then says, Yibayelu, Haim Vibnei Tikkun HaOlam. What do you mean, Mishum Tikkun HaOlam? Mishum Duchka De Tziburu, it's because it would cost the Tzibur too much money. Or Dilma, or because Mishum De Lo Ligarvo Vilaisi Tvei. Or because it will cause the kidnappers to kidnap more. So which one is it? It's not Tikkun HaOlam, it's one of those. So Tashman, Levi Bar Darga, Pirgit, the Leitler Halza Dinar Izahav, that Levi redeemed his daughter for 13,000 golden coins, right? Which implies that it's about Duchka de Tzibura, right? Because if you can choose to redeem your own relatives for more, then it implies that the problem is Duchka de Tzibura, that the Tzibur, you don't want to cause them to become impoverished, but if you choose to do it yourself, it's fine. But if it's because Mishum de lo Ligarva v'laisitvei, that you don't want them to, right? Then it doesn't matter, right? If they're, then they'll just know to only steal from rich people, right? That kidnap from rich people, which is also not a good thing. So Gemara says, no man leiman lam rasan chachamba, but how do you know that Chacham agreed? Dama shalom baratzen chachamim avat. So the Gemara doesn't have a maskana. The Gemara suggests two reasons to the halacha: ain bo nizah shuyin, yes, or mikaderi demehin. One is mishum duch tzibura, to prevent financial impoverishment of the community. The other one is to not encourage people to kidnap more. Okay, yes, yes. Okay, so our Gemara is a specific case, and what we're going to get to is possible exceptions to this rule based on each of the svaras. So let's look at our Gemara. So our Gemara says, right, Shavis, if she becomes captured, to chayv levdosa, you have to redeem her. Tanrabana nish beis b'chayv bayla, agrumis bayla, hikir b'bayla, yorshin chayv levdosa, logir b'bayla, in yorshin chayv levdosa. Right, first the Gemara says, suggests that if she gets captured and the husband knew about it and then he dies, then the yorshin have to be chayv because the chiyah was already chal. If not, not. Levi suffered the mevet of dogi masnizi. Levi wanted to pass away. I'm like Rav. No hachi. I'm a chabibi. The list of dogi masnisa. Elakia the tani nishpe zachar misa bayla nisham chayin levdosa. That after the chiyuv of the baal, you don't redeem her at all. Below the alfil nishpe zachar bayla vachach meis bayla nisham chayin levdosa. Shein and karin babos vinoch leintu. And the reason is because the specific chiyuv to be poed to your wife is derived from. You did nun beis vosivach leintu, which is yeah, that you redeem her to return, right, to return to marriage vosivach leintu. Come on, you guys did this, Gemara. No, come on. So then the Gemara says Tanu Rabbana nish beis by mevakesh min asar b'damah. Now this is right important. So he says if she was captured, and they wanted 10 times her value. So the Gemara says pam rishona pode mikan vayelach. The first time you do it, from then on. Ratza pode, ratza eino pode. If you want to, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Shvuyin amleil amar ein bonus shvuyin yoser akadei demeyan mipnei tikkun olam. Shvuyin amleil says you do not redeem her for more than her money because of tikkun olam. But that implies a b'chadei demeyan poden avagam b'berkona yoser ksubasa. But that implies that you do redeem her even more than her ksuba value, just not more than her value. Is that true? Remember, nishmei zvayim machshon asar b'ksubasa. Parashan apodem gan meilach rotsa poder rotsa ina poder. So Rishon Yalomer we're going to connect ksubasa podem lavin apode. So the Gemara says, so Rishon Yaliel trei kula yisla. He had two kulas. Okay. So here we have a machlokas in the Gemara, right? Do you are you poda your wife for more than her value or not? Yes, right. The Tanakhama says you do, right, up to right even 10 times her value. Shimon Gamliel says you don't. As a shvuyin yotzer mikdei demeyan. Okay. Now there are other exceptions also in Shas, right? I'll read one more exception and then we'll get to what is behind the exceptions. Okay. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Ches brings a story of Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, who went to a Roman town, and he was told that there was a child in prison. And then it describes the child, gives himself to Jeroz, lo tal talim, right? He's, you know, good looking, whatever. And he went. So in the end, right, he ended up redeeming him for more than his value. And not only did he redeem for a lot of money, but he ended up being a big posek umanu Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. So based on these two Gemaras, Tosos and Gittin asks, well,
what was it? Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was the kid or what?
Yes, was the person that was redeemed. Okay, so we have here the Gemara in Ksubo says that your wife you might redeem for more than her value, right? Even 10 times her value. And you have the Gemara in Gittin and Ches that has a case where he was poded this child who became a Talmud Chacham for more than his value. So Tosos asked the obvious question. What's the obvious question? Why is this an exception? Okay? So Tosos in Gittin says as follows. I can send you the Makar sheets later if you want, just to have it, okay? The low garb of Adetanya Perak Naira, so that which we said in Ksubo, the Nishma the Maksha and Azarbidamah, Palm region Poda. So he says, Shiny Ishto, your wife is different because
it's a chiv on you and not just on the community.
And she says more than that. Dehavye Kigufo Yoser Mibito. Right? Because he said, that doesn't work. You can't just say that it's more responsible to you than everybody else, because the example in the Gemara in Gittin that rejected redeeming someone for more than her value was
it's not irrelevant.
Your daughter. Right? Or at least suggested it. Right? The Gemara said, he redeemed his daughter for 13,000. Ah, maybe lo baratzon chachamim. Meaning Gemara didn't think it was obvious that someone who's more associated with you, you're allowed to, but the Gemara does think your wife you can. So he said, why would you think your wife is different? So he says, Ishto kigufo, dehacha, va'al atzmo lo teknish leitens kol asher lo ba'ad nafsho. And for yourself, there's an exception, because a person will always give all his money to save himself, and we don't asser you from redeeming yourself. So that's answer one. Answer one is to simply say that there's a difference between yourself and wife. Your wife is an exception to the rule because she is Ishto Kegufo, she counts as you. Okay? But now we have a problem. What about the case in Gittin and Ches, Rishum and Chananya? So the Gemara says, Rishum and Chananya, Deparke lahu tinok b'monharbe, Minag l'fisha hu ayam muflag b'chachwa. So his first answer is, he was a Talmud Chacham, and Talmud Chachamim are not part of the general rule.
How old was the kid?
He was a child. And he was, but the Gemara confirms that he eventually became a Talmud Chacham. I don't know.
You can tell anyone how you know this specific kid that's going to work.
I didn't say this was an easy answer by Tosus. I just said what Tosus said. Inami, the other possibility is b'shas Korban Abayis lo shayech delo ligarvu. Or in the time of Korban Abayis, there was no chash that by redeeming him, more people were going to be captured because. Yeah, everyone was being captured. Like, what are you going to increase? Right? Everyone was already captured. So anyone you can get out,
you can tiny just get recaptured. So it's like redeeming him for a day. You can use the logic either way.
Well, presumably that wasn't going to happen, but who knows? Now what is Tosfos imply in this answer? Right? The first two answers, right? The answer about Ishto and the first answer about Talmud Chacham suggest that there's just exceptions to the rule, right? Now, why are those exceptions? So, Ishto Kegufo is presumably an exception because, well, I mean, it's really an exception for either, right? If it's the Ligarvu Tvei, so yes, it doesn't make sense, but it could just be an arbitrary exception, right? That we give you have a head there to redeem yourself, right? Or you say that, no, it's this works with Miduchka Ditzibura, right? That really anything which is you or your wife, which is really, really you, so that is understood as your personal Chiyav and has nothing to do with the Tzibur. The Muflag B'Chachma works within which answer? Well, it's not really clear, right? Why would a Talmud Chacham, right? Why would you be allowed to redeem a Talmud Chacham? So again, you could say it's an arbitrary rule. Right? Or you come up with some Ukimtas, and we'll see the Achronim say this, maybe there aren't that many Talmud Chachamim, so it's not going to lead to Duch Tzibura or Lulgar V'Tvei, right? Because how many Talmud Chachamim Tzachachal are they going to be able to capture, or something like that? The last answer, B'shaz Achorban, Lo Shayach, Lo Ligarvu, clearly is taking aside that why is the Izzur, it's lo legarva, right? It paskins the second day in the Gemara. Okay. So one question the sugya is, right, why is there an issur b'yosher, right, 2 days in the Gemara, not clear which one we paskin like, and then the next question is, what about the exceptions, right, why is there an exception of ishto, talmid chacham, and three different stages of tosfos, okay? Fine. Next question, now this is specifically al ishto, right, let's move to ishto for a little bit, right, here's going to be a series of points, right, I'm not going to build one point, I want to get a few important points on the sugya, okay? A point that comes up by your wife, right? It's clear that the chiyuv to redeem your wife, we've said it's unique because it's ishto gugufo, but more than that, it's also unique because it's your, right? Your chiyuv tshuva, right? It's not just that, oh, your wife is like you, right? Your chiyuv to be poder is limited by your chiyuv tshuva, right? That's clear in the Gemara. Fine. So there's a machlokes in the Rishonim, in the Achronim. Well, if you had, right here, the reason you're really redeeming your wife is because it's a chiyuv ksuba. So what happens if it's her fault that she got captured? Right? What would the halacha be?
If you say it's your ksuba, then it's your fault.
You pay the first time, not the second. Again.
So this is the discussion in Pesach Tshuva and Siman Ein Ches. Right, the first in Ein Ches, which is about Pidyon Ishto. She said, Ein v'sever beis meir, shekazer shirai, geres chasu, mi bezden, gaone, gila gadoja, whatever. Then she calls it the Dafka and Mishmeis Mimila. Beis Meir quotes these people who say it's only if she gets captured Mimila. Avalam Nishmeis Bishvil Sheganva. But if she stole and then got kidnapped, or not kidnapped, whatever, arrested, right, by the Goyim, Ein Mechuyuv Klal Abal Ifdos, you do not have to. Right, so what does he clearly say? Right, the Chiyuv of redeeming your wife is fundamentally what?
Provided it's not her fault.
Right, meaning it's fundamentally, right, it's totally and completely encompassed by chiyuv iksuba, and just like there are other times when you lose she loses her rights, right? So he just said this is another case where she loses her rights, right? It's totally based on her chiyuv iksuba. The who is Abba the base man himself, Cholik, he disagrees. The daito dafil nish base mikol grama shalab bishvil shaganva mikol makom chayv levdosa. Even if it's her fault, you still have to redeem her. V'chein gabe refu'asa. The same is true if she caused herself to get sick. Avim achlo b'pshias dvar ma'azikim l'tabasa. Ashecholzo mekom makom chayv refu'asa. And then the Pesach Tshuva notes that v'teima shalo zachar divrei hashitim kubetzes. She caused it behedi b'shem ha'ritva. Right, he's shocked that he didn't quote the Ritva, because the Ritva explicitly says the Hadik Sani Laksa, that which it said by Rafua that she became sick. The Ritva explicitly says that, at least by the Chir Rafua, you're not chayef to heal her if it's her fault. Right? Now, this may depend on the question we said before, right? To what extent is this a function of the chiyuv iksuba? Right? You could hear the chiyuv iksuba being limited to cases where it's not her fault, right? If she is going out of her way to make you lose money, essentially, right? You're not obligated, right? It's pshia. If you think that, right, really it's a chiyuv pidyon shvuyim, right? That it's part of the chiyuv iksuba, but fundamentally what the chiyuv iksuba does is it makes it that, right, you have a trumped up pidyon shvuyim, right, on your wife, right? Then it may be that there are no exceptions to that, right? If it was your fault, right, that you got captured, you would also presumably try to get yourself out, right? Okay. Now, there is a machlokes Rishonim, first of all, had a paskin on Gemara, and second of all, under what circumstances you have to redeem your wife the second time around. So I'll just read you the Torah, just so you get the picture of the shitos that exist. Right, so the Torah in Ein Ches says, "Bidyona keitzad nishbeis chayv levdosa v'niyachal lomar la'reizek gitech uksubasech v'divta etzas mecha." You can't just say, "Here's your ksuba, redeem yourself." Afil yomar ein apotcha v'lo etal peirosech ein shomen la afal bishnigin perkon tachas peiros sheochel mishala afilach ein shomen la tzarech levdosa. That we know. Afilu in pinyona ola yosef mikdeik tubasa afil yosef mikdeik shavya evarav ilfis posek shenu chayv levdosa el mikdeik shavya. The riff paskins like the second day in the Gemara, like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that you do not have to redeem your wife yosef mikdeik demayan. Right, so in terms of psak, the machlokas halacha, do we paskin the Tanakama or the Rashba? We think of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, you do not have to redeem her Yosef and the man. The Rosh paskins, because for Rishona, Ve'inu chayv lezozel apam achas. Or the second issue is you only have to redeem her the first time. Nishbeshenes, Ve'inu chayv lezozel. Some people say that no. All it means is that the first time you have to redeem her more than her ksuba, but the second time you have to redeem her up to the value of her ksuba. The Rosh rejects this. And the Rambam says that the second time around, if she is captured, so the only time we say that you don't have to redeem her is if you want to divorce her. And the second time around, she's used up her zechus of her ksuba, so you're allowed to give her the money of her ksuba and let her redeem herself. But if you want to remain married to her, so then you do have to redeem her, right? So, right, in the Rambam, you see, right, a tzvei dinim of sorts, right? It's the first time, kanai ksuba is, I'll redeem you no matter what. The second time is a function of being married to you. If I want to remain married, I will always redeem you. Right? If I don't want to remain married to you, after the first time you've used up your rights, so then I don't have to. Right? The other Rishonim say, no, you only have the right once, right? There is no second level. Okay, so again, just to summarize.
The same second is dependent on his feeling.
Something of that. So just to summarize the issues in Psak, right? The Machlokas Rishonim Dui Paskin, that your wife, you're Poda Yosef Gdei Deman or not, or you only Poda Yosef Gdei Deman on the first time. But the second time, only have to date Tubasa, do not redeem her all the second time, or do you only have to redeem her the second time if you want to remain married? Okay. Now, just to move back to issues of Pidyon Shvuim more generally, right? That's just a few important points about Pidyon Shvuim on Ishto. Just to, again, ground the issue in general. Okay, so we noted that in the Gemara, there's two reasons for Pidyon Shvuim, either for not redeeming Pidyon Shvuim Yosef Gdei Deman. First one is Duchka Dizibura, and the second one is Mishim Delo Lagai Rilos V'Tvei. So Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Nun Bet, says Ein Bonin Shvuim Yosef Gdei Deman, Tikkun Olam Shilo, and Moshe Matzman Lehem, L'Shavotam. So he paskins which one? But you are allowed to redeem yourself, and you also pass him like Tosas and Tamar Chacham, or feeling Chacham Elishu Tamar Charif, the Efshe Shia Gadam Gadal, Podmoso, Bidamim Birubim, Vim Isho Ka'acher Dami, Olo, and if your wife is the exception, he notes this Machlokas in the Tur. Now the Shach brings up the question, okay, but is there an exception for your other relatives? So Pashtos is that's the Dion in the Gemara in Gittin, right? That you have the case of someone redeeming his daughter, Yosef Gnei Deman. The Gemara doesn't resolve whether that was a good thing or not. La halacha, it is in Machlokes. So the Shach writes that Mashma fil krovo ein liftos Yosef migdei dama b'bnei tikkun olam. The chain Mashma siyem aval yachal liftos atzmo Mashma davka atzmo aval abach pasak derashai lifto so Yosef Gnei Deman bein lebito ukrovo v'chol adam ein mochin kevin delechka ducha de tzibura. So the Bach paskins la halacha that it's duchka de tzibura, and therefore he ends up paskining on the case in the Gemara in Gittin that you're allowed to redeem your relatives yourself because no, right, you're doing it yourself. If it's lo lagar v'laish yutvei, then the only exception presumably would be you and maybe your wife.
Wait, and Shach, you said what?
And the Shach argues, right? The Shach notes that Shulchan Aruch says lo lagar v'tvei, which implies the only exception is you and your wife and maybe Talmud Chacham, but not the other relatives. So this, in the end, is a machlokas Shach Bach. Okay. Now, to summarize what we have so far, and then I want to try to flesh it out a little bit and explain why any of this is true. Okay? So, we have the general halacha of Ein Poda Shvuim Yosef Gdei Deman, two possibilities, Mipnei Olam, within Mipnei Tikkun Olam, either Mishum Duchka De Tzibura, or Mishum De La Lagar V'Lo Su Tfei. Okay. A nafkamina between the two of them, which the Gemara seems to raise, but is not poshet, is what about relatives, right? Where you're paying it out of your own money, are you allowed to do that? So if it's Duchka De Tzibura, then you would say?
Yes.
And that's what the Bach paskins. If you say Mishum De La Lagar V'Lo Su Tfei, you would say?
No,
and that's the Shach Paskins. Then your wife, why is your... If your wife is an exception, why is she an exception?
Because...
Maybe she's like you, and that's what Tosfos writes. Right, but it could be your wife is not an exception, and that's the Machlok is in... The Gemara. Right, the Gemara. Is your wife an exception? Are you opposed to your wife Yosef Midei Demeah or not. It's Machlok Rishon how we paskin. Right? In brackets, we noted that the chiyuv to redeem your wife, right, is it just a trumped up pidyon shvuyim, right, or is it simply a function of the Tanakh Zubah? Nafka Mina might be, what if it's her fault? If it's just Tanakh Zubah, so she lost her rights. If you think that it's a trumped up pidyon shvuyim, so then it makes a lot more sense that even if it's her fault, right, that's the dion in the Piskei Tshuva, the machlokas in the Beis Meir. And another question is the second time around, right, do you not have to redeem her at all? Or the Rambam's position, no, it's she uses her rights once. The second time, if you want to remain married to her, so then you still have the basic marital relation. It's just the chiddush of Yosef Midei Demeah, v'chulei, right, and the chiyuv to redeem her even without paying the ksuba, without giving her the without having the ability to just make her pay it from her own ksuba. That's the first time. Okay. Now, why would you say that your relatives or your wife, or let's say your relatives for a moment, are more fundamentally a chiyuv on you than other people, right? You could just say it's a technicality that you want to redeem your relatives and therefore you're going to pay it from your own pocket and therefore technically there's no problem with duchka de tzibura, right? That's one way of saying it. There is another approach, though, which is a little bit more fundamental, though very daring, and I'm not sure it's right in the end. There's a famous. There is one tshuva that anybody knows in the tshuvas of Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi. Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi is? No, that's Rabbi Zrachi Alevi. Shidim Kubetze. The Shidim Kubetze has tshuvas. In tshuva Lametet, he asks a fascinating question. And he says, kidnapping, is it Zela or Gneva? Chazal learned it from what pasuk?
It's Gneva.
Chazal learned it from Losignov. So what's the problem? What's the difference, according to Chazal, between Gneva and Gzela?
Public and private,
right? Gzela is, you do it to the person's face. Wait for the Mizal Ashkenazi, then go, because it's a fascinating piece, right? Not because I need you to be here, but you'll want to hear it, right? Gneva is, right, you do it private, right, in secret. Gzela is, you do it to, right, to somebody's face. So, what's the problem with calling kidnapping Gneva? Yeah, all kidnapping is to the person's face. You take the guy and you kidnap him. You steal him, right? So, the Ritzal Ashkenazi is Mechadesh. Well, you tell me. How could one argue that... Very good. Ritzal Ashkenazi said, no, right? The fundamental nature of... Right, kidnapping is not that you're stealing the person from himself, but that you're stealing the person from his family. And if that's how you understand it, then suddenly these make a lot more sense. Right, it's not just, right, oh, your wife is different, your daughter is different, because practically, emotionally, you'll pay for it. Maybe it's fundamental, right? Kidnapping is really about stealing them from their family. And if that's the case, right, then, right, they're stealing it from you. The reason it's kinafsho is because you are the victim, or the victim of the family, who are now deprived of their family members. Right? Okay, go give your share. I'll finish up points. I won't keep people too long. Okay? Now, he does, in fact, himself connect it to Pidyon Shvuyim, but I won't get into it. Okay. Some other possible exceptions, right, that come up in post-game. We don't have much time, because you guys have to go to Chanukah Buras and whatever. Some other possibilities are, what if it's a case of pikoch nefesh, right? Is the Gemara only saying that it's usher to redeem someone goes to the domain when there's no pikoch nefesh, or even if there is pikoch nefesh? So this is a machlokes poskim.
Are you in trying to redeem or on them in their shell?
Well, here it's very straightforward. What would this question be teluyon? Pashtos. This is how the Rishonim and the Achronim say it. It's not obvious, but the simplest.
A kidnapped person.
Well, actually, they just say it comes down to the same chakira in the Gemara. If it's mishum duchka de tzibur, it's a monetary thing. We don't want the tzibur to come poor. So then, that's fine if it's not pikuach nefesh. But pikuach nefesh, you give up all your money. But if it's tilo l'garv v'leisu tvei, right, that if you redeem somebody, yoshim v'nei demein, you're going to encourage them to steal more, then who cares if it's pikuach nefesh? Right? All you're doing is creating pikuach nefesh for somebody else.
And that makes a difference.
And that would still be answer. So that's... how they do it, many of the poskim paskin that if it's pikuach nefesh, it is mutter. Another question is, what does Yosef Midei Demeah mean? So, the Piskei Tshuva brings two deos. Is Yosef Midei Demeah more than they are worth in the slave market, or more than they are worth, more than most people are kidnapped or ransomed, more than most people that are kidnapped are ransomed for. Right? So, Pashtas, it's the second, but why would you say, right? But I mean, what could, average. The Chakira could be telling the same thing, right? If it's the Lola Garva Laisu Tvei, right, so then what value are you going for? The going ransom value. Because, okay, whatever people are normally ransomed for, that's what you ransom them for. If it's more, then you're occurring to them to Dafka take Jews. Right? But if you say the first one, it's very hard to say that this is about Lola Garva Laisu Tvei, then what does that have to do with their slave value? It might have to do with Dukha de Sibur, that we take an arbitrary number and say we don't make you pay more than that. Okay, we don't have. So I just want to make two more very, very quick points. One is just a vort from the Chasam Sofer, where the Chasam Sofer suggests, I don't think it's pshat, but he says on next week's Parsha that why did Yehuda explain to Yosef that he was willing to do anything to redeem Binyamin? Because Nafsho Kshura B'Nafsho of Yaakov, right? Because he wanted to explain that it's kigufo, right? I've accepted his right on me. So it's like kigufo, and therefore it's mutter for me to, right? My nefesh is kshura b'nafsho, so it's mutter, whatever. That is nice drash. What he argues, which is interesting, I also think it's pshat, but it's interesting, he argues that the Talmud Chacham exception is also a function of gufo, right? That everyone should treat Talmidei Chachamim kigufo, and that's why there's an exception to Talmidei Chachamim. Also unlikely. Reb Chaim Kanievsky notes that the treatment of Ishto Kegufo in the context of Pidyon Shvuyim will have other implications in terms of supporting your wife in Tzedakah. Right? If you have to either support your wife or your father, so he takes a Devar Pashu to support your wife, because the Ishto Kegufo Svara in the context of Pidyon Shvuyim is actually a general rule that teaches you something of the nature of your relationship with your spouse. It's not just a rule in Pidyon Shvuyim. That, I think, probably is true and is important to remember. Okay?
Well, so your wife beats your parent, or what?
What? So your wife beats your parent, right? That's how the Chasam Sofer, that's from Chaim Kanievskin Paskins. Okay, there's a lot more here, but again, just to quickly summarize, Pidyon Shvuyim general, we don't redeem Yosef Yedei Mayan. Is it Mishum Duchad the Tzibura or Mishum Lo Lugar Velosu Tvei? It's a Baidul Ishtat in the Gemara. The Rishonim come on different sides. Nafkaminas that we saw, the Machlokas in the Gemara about your wife, right? Machlokas is also how we paskin in that case. And if there is an exception to your wife, is it only because of Gegufo? Are there exceptions for your relatives who are not Gegufo? Machlokas Bachshach. That seems to be telling this. If there's, it's about Duchka Tzibur, so anyone you want to redeem yourself, you can, but not if it's going to be put on the Tzibur. If you think that it's about Lugar Velosu Tvei, there's no Heter. What value is Yosef Yedei Mayan? Is it more than most people ransom for? That's Lugar Velosu Tvei. Maybe the Shidduch says that it's a slave issue, is saying that it's an objective amount to not make the Tzibur go poor. What about Pikuach Nefesh? So if it's about Duchka de Tzibura, so presumably that wouldn't matter, but we could argue that's not the case, but not for now. But if it's Lola Garva Losu Tvei, obviously even if it's Pikuach Nefesh, you don't redeem the person because it just leads to other people being kidnapped. Is your wife a trumped up Pikuach Nefesh, Pidyon Shvuyim, or is it just a Tanak Zuba? So that might be the question of what if it's her fault or not. The question of the second time around, do you have to do it at all if you want to remain married? Are there different? Are there Tzvei Dinim? And then the last thing we did is that it seems to be that the notion that Ishto Kegufo in Binyan Shvuyim is not just a local halacha in Binyan Shvuyim, but it tells you something of the relationship in general, and that's why Chaim Kanievsky says it will also apply to supporting your wife at the expense of other relatives to whom you also have a chiyuv of kedima, including your parents. There's a lot more. I'll send you my Makar sheets if you want, but we're out of time and you didn't have Makar sheets. Yeah.
The point you said before about is could they make slave market average value or kidnap average value? You said Pashtus, the answer is the one of kidnap average value, and then you said what?
So I said, right, if it's Lola Garva Laisu Tvei, it's obviously that, right? Even Duchka de Tzibura, right? Even within Duchka de Tzibura, you could say they're only going to become poor if they're paying beyond the ransom amount, right? So you don't have to say that if it's that it's Duchka de Tzibur, that it's just the amount on the slave market, but I think you can only say that it's the amount on the slave market if it's this is an arbitrary question of how much money we can make people pay. I think. Tov, Seder.